This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. It looks like Donald Trump has gone after Kim Jong-un. What do you call him, Rocket Man or something like that? I was traveling when that all occurred, and I just know he's taunting him. And Trump is doing exactly what he did during the campaign with other people. He taunts you. He's like, we're a little Rocket Man, and I don't know where it'll end up, but it's kind of funny to watch him, you know, on the international stage, embarrassing Kim Jong-un, like, oh, you mean little Rocket Man? Will it work? I think it will. I think Kim Jong-un is not, you know, of course, he's a dictator. He's not used to, certainly in his country, he's a big deal. And I don't know why somebody hasn't, quite frankly, offed him, but that's a whole other the conversation. But on the world stage, the dude's a clown. And so I think Trump has just said, look, let's let him keep provoking. But at the appropriate time, when things are lined up, we'll take them down. And let me just tell you what could potentially happen. One, we shut down their country. We have the virus to shut down their country. Next, by being able to do that, they'd have no military, no communications, etc. We'd probably then send in special forces teams that are currently rendezvousing with other Koreans, and I bet you working with the South Koreans in order to take him out. I'm just telling you, this is what I think's underway. And they'll do it at a time when they know that the transfer of power will go to people that the Korean people are willing to accept. Regime change is something that you could definitely consider when it comes to Kim Jong-un. When you talk about it being on the world stage, what puts this on the world stage is the fact that Bill Clinton gave this guy nuclear weapons. We entered a treaty that they completely disregarded, have nuclear weapons, and exactly what people predicted said would happen, which is they would saber rattle. They'd always threaten to use these weapons against peaceful people, Japan, South Korea, etc. What this is going to require is for Japan and South Korea to have a lot less focus on their economies and get ready to wage war. And I'm going to tell you right now, it actually means good things for American military industry. The innovation that we will continue to make in the way of military programs over the next 10 years is going to be phenomenal. This is what I believe. Number one, because Trump is a capitalist and he's saying it is a big part of the capitalist industrial complex, if you want to call it that, the military industrial complex being a subset, it's a big part. Raytheon and, you know, Lockheed Martin and companies like that are a huge part of our economy. And if we continue to innovate in war, the better we are at innovation, the fewer wars. It's counterintuitive to some degree. However, it does make sense. If everybody is armed, you tend to go, okay, we're all good. Now, short of nukes, we're going to keep developing. The MOAB, you remember the mother of all bombs, things like that. We have to, there has to be something that makes troops afraid to deploy, to want to go to war with us. So between that and, of course, using the economy, I think you're going to see a boost in that. This is just, I probably should be on like Fox Business talking about this, but I think you're going to see a boost here. Because Donald Trump's going to say, we can't police the world. We can't help the world. He did this in Saudi Arabia. What was the size of the contract? It was a big contract. Huge, like $350 million over 10 years. Biggest contract we've written so far. Saudis are bringing in missile protection systems, etc. And the idea is, you can protect yourselves. And oh, by the way, if you want this stuff to keep coming, if you want our innovation, you better make sure we don't have any terror attacks. So you need to be using this stuff. We're giving you this stuff to use against dissidents, to use against, you know, the war machine over there. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Jahab, Al-Jahira, whatever. I don't know what all the names. But whatever they are, you got to fight them. They can't come to our soil. God forbid we have another attack on American soil. I mean, I hate to say this, but it probably will happen. But what I'll tell you is, if we play our cards right, there'll be fewer between than there were before. I'm going to go back and look at the frequency of attacks. It was at least one a quarter. Something happened under Obama. I don't know how many, but I'll look. Quite a few. Dozens. At least. And I know it's been months since there's been an attack in America. I don't know. Have there been any under President Trump? I'm not sure. I'll look. But you can bet there'll be fewer and farther between because it's a whole different day. And that's how you want measurable wins, do you not? I don't know how you guys feel about it. I don't want to, we beefed up, because this is what Obama was. We beefed up your national security by doing such and such. And we're going to do this here and that over there. But whatever. But at the end of the day, are we safer? Every time he said something, we were attacked. Trump got to where he could call it. He could call it. He's like, you do this and then they attack you. 2 days later, ISIS attacked us and blah, blah, blah. London, we just had the tube bombing, the subway. Paris. Oh, you guys heard about these four American girls who got acid sprayed on them. It's not related to terror. That's what they tell us about everything. We don't know yet. It's not related. And you find out later, it was what they were saying about this girl that attacked these four American girls is, they don't give you the nationality, but they go, all we know is that she's mentally deranged. And I was watching some British BBC or something on it. And I was like, that's all we know? Then why don't you give us her name? Because it's going to be Sayida Yashid. Yeah, it isn't Susan Collins that attacked these girls. I mean, I don't even know. Maybe it is, but I don't think so. I'm going to bet you, I promise you guys, my producers are like, come on, I haven't looked at this story. I saw it on TV. That's it. I didn't even know if it would make the radio show. I mean, four girls were attacked. They said it was a random attack. Blah, blah. I heard the story. And I just remember my head going, random attack. American girls heard the accent and decided to attack. Who? With acid. Who carries around acid? Let me tell you who does acid attacks. Muslims. Muslims do. They do it to their women all the time. They have these roving street, these guys that make sure if you're not Sharia compliant in your dress, they will spray acid in your face and ruin you. That's what they do. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump addressed the UN and he singled out Kim Jong-un, which is, you know, to be expected. It was his first UN address. Remember when Barack Obama first went to the UN? He looked like a little boy. He sat back there with those big old ears and he like addressed the UN Assembly and it was like a kid in a candy store. He looked like Dukakis getting into that tank. You know, just so, the picture was so out of whack. Trump vowed to seek international peace, but he reiterated his America First policy. And you gotta love that. The guy gets before the world and he says, the country that I will spend the most time thinking about is America. Do I understand where we fit in the world? Absolutely. We have an amazing place in the world. We have carved out a quarter of the world's GDP. We're productive. More productive than any other country on the planet. So yes, I know where we fit. We've provided peacekeeping. We fund the UN. We fund the International Monetary Fund. And you guys want us to fund this climate change nonsense. You know what? If it doesn't put America first, it can't be good for the world. That's the case he's making. He's also saying to the world, you should put your countries first. You should be looking out the best interest. You should only be dealing with countries who want to deal with you, where there's a symbiosis. Why should we deal with Syria? Why should we deal with these rogue nations that want to do us harm? The UN is supposed to be a peacekeeping organization. It's supposed to foster countries working together for the collective good. If you can show me where that's happening, I would love it. I'd love to see it. Anyway, North Korea knew that Donald Trump was going to single him out. And even before the speech began, their UN representative, the ambassador, left his seat. The junior understudy, or whatever he is, he stayed, maybe to see what real leadership looked like. The Kim dynasty has been a thorn in the side of America since the 1960s, and Trump is the first president who has them running scared. Nobody talks to countries like Trump. Nobody has addressed the UN like Trump. I think Limbaugh has even said something along this. I didn't hear it, but I saw a thing about it. Reuters reported this. Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile tests in July. Its testing of a Hwasong-12 missile over Japan in August and September. Third test of what Pyongyang claimed was a hydrogen bomb. Only accelerated the sense of urgency in Washington, Seoul, and Tokyo about the need for a strong collective response. Keep poking the tiger. Many options on the table. And unlike Barack Obama, North Korea cannot rule out a missile strike. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump is the last guy on the planet who wants to strike North Korea with missiles. He'd much rather see North Korea suffer and make it so that people blame Kim Jong-un and not him. And the way he would do that is through economic sanctions. And he's putting that pressure on. He's applying that pressure. But we have a complicated world. Because both Russia and China actually do like that Kim Jong-un exists. There are people out there who love little idiots like him. Like little Rocket Man. They like him. They're useful idiots. They remind people of the power of the big boys. So he's gotten away with it. Now, how long will it last? I don't know. Trump's going to have to get more things moving. I'll tell you what will happen, I predict it can happen. He's already got China thinking about it because our trade deficit will slowly begin to dwindle. You see where I got that word. To dwindle. And with Russia, once he can open up the oil resources to the places that Russia currently serves oil, they lose a lot of their power in the region and their economic base, and then they have to come on board. So I don't know how that orchestration is occurring, but I'll tell you this. I'm glad Tillerson's in office as Secretary of State working on this, a guy with ExxonMobil who understands the big picture, the global picture as it relates to oil and how it can be used as a weapon, so to speak. Anyway, the UN Security Council voted to step up sanctions against Pyongyang. However, economic restrictions have a limited impact and have so far because it isn't influencing the people that it needs to influence. The people in North Korea are already struggling. It's like the days of the Depression. Once people get so low to where, you know, they start eating chitlins, pig gut, what else can you do? you're pretty much done. When you get to that level of subsistence, what are you going to tell me I'm going to take away from you? there is lower to go, but as long as there's lakes and rivers and streams and places to hunt, you know, people will eat squirrel, they'll eat armadillo, they'll eat skunk. If you let them, if they get desperate enough, you will. So, these guys have avoided sanctions in many ways. They've kept their weapons programs funded. They've utilized rogue nations, Syria, Iran, etc., to do this. But it's just a matter of time. It's like Hillary Clinton and, Kim Jong-un is a the North Korean version of Hillary Clinton. He thinks he can win. He thinks he's got everything on his side. He thinks the deck is stacked against Trump because he's been doing this for so long and getting away with it. But he's going to wake up and find out that there's a different leadership here, a different vibe in America. They've been exporting and cooperating rather with countries like Iran and Syria on nuclear designs, missile technology, probably chemical weapons. And the Security Council of the UN has effectively done nothing. He's done more than Saddam Hussein and gotten away with it. Now, as I said, the best way to go about it is trade. Trump's already taken a stance against trade. He's going to impose huge tariffs on North Korea. Anybody dealing with them is going to have a difficult time dealing with the United States. That's a prediction. But that's only going to get us so far. But when we come back, I want to talk about what Trump said at the UN. Because in effect, he's telling them, we're reaching the... Tillerson said it a while back. Well, we're talking months in the presidency. And the last thing you want to do is start a war that's going to increase the deficit, increase the debt, and if it doesn't have a strategy that can get you out quickly, then that would be the worst possible thing you could do for his presidency. But I think that he's getting close to saying, we're going to start doing some things to provoke him. And let's see what he does. So I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But I am interested, and I will let you in on what he did at the UN when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Entirely up to us whether we lift the world to new heights or let it fall into a valley of disrepair. We have it in our power, should we so choose, to lift millions from poverty, to help our citizens realize their dreams, and to ensure that new generations of children are raised free from violence, hatred, and fear. This institution was founded in the aftermath of two world wars to help shape this better future. It was based on the vision that diverse nations could cooperate to protect their sovereignty, preserve their security, and promote their prosperity. It was in the same period, exactly 70 years ago, that the United States developed the Marshall Plan to help restore Europe. Those three beautiful pillars, they're pillars of peace, sovereignty, security, and prosperity. The Marshall Plan was built on the noble idea that the whole world is safer when nations are strong, independent, and free.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was, of course, Donald Trump addressing the UN, and he's telling them, go for it. Be the best you can be. I mean, think about it this way. We, you know, most of us, we have family. We may have kids. The success of your children, if your children go out and they're very successful, and you say, go out and be the best you can be, it doesn't mean other people's kids aren't doing great. Why can't we apply that same logic to countries? I don't know how you feel about your kids. I want my kids to do really well. Now, I don't think of it in terms of my kids to do really well and better than all the other kids. Yeah, like the, you know, like the bad guy in Scooby-Doo. I'm not like that. But if you ask me, do I want my kids to do better than your kids? I would tell you, yeah. It's not a competition, but if you're going to put a gun to my head and say, Kevin, do you want my kids to do better or your kids to do better? I want my kids to do better. I won't even, there's no question I want my kids to do better. It isn't that I want your kids to do bad. I'd like your kids to have success, as much success as they can gather. But here's what I'll tell you. If my kids are lazy and shiftless and all that and won't do better, then I definitely want your kids to do better. I want your kids to do to the degree that they can do based on God's abilities, you know, inside of them. And the thing about doing better it really isn't a competitive thing, because do better at what? If my kid is an engineer and your kid is an artist, they don't really compete per se. You go out and you find your little place in the sun. But the left hears it, and they see it as this competition. They want to put a gun to your head. Oh, you want your kids to be better. Well, if you're going to do that, you're doggone right I do. I'm not going to apologize if you want to pit America against something else and then tell me you should feel bad about wanting America to do better. You're not going to get that out of me. We don't send our team to the Olympics so we can cheer for the other guys. We don't send our soldiers to war so we can cheer for the other team. We don't send our diplomatic corps to negotiate so that the other guys get a better deal. But that's the nation we've become. We become a nation obsessed with sitting up, taking a knee during the national anthem. Oh, I know, there are people out there who go, Kevin, we don't take a knee during the national anthem. That's Kaepernick. That's some of those other thugs in the NFL. No, we take a knee during the national anthem. We've been taking a knee for decades. We've been watching people run roughshod over this country, and we haven't said a whole lot. Now, to our credit, we went to the ballot box and the voting booths, and we voted out. But I would still tell you, we're not off our knee. When people call you racist, accuse you of being, you know, a misogynist, they accuse you of being Islamophobic, etc. If you don't fight that stuff back, if you don't have a creative outlet for doing that, shame on you. Because that's taking a knee. America's not racist, and neither are you. We're not Islamophobic. We have lots of people over here who are Muslims and practice Islam. But I'll be doggone if we're going to let you run your religion as our theocratic government. It's not going to happen. So we have to step up. And Trump is saying that in his message. But he said something else, and this was more specific. It had to do with North Korea. This is what he said. No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, oppression of countless more. Ask me, how many leftists? George Clooney, is he protesting against this regime? Susan Sarandon, Matt Damon, name them. Robert De Niro? No, they protest against Trump. A reality show billionaire builder who decided, who had the gall to say, you know what, I don't like the way politics is going, and I'm going to change it. Sounds like professional jealousy to me. Across the board. How much money he's made, you know, TV reality star. The nerve of him. A guy who took branding and took it to the infinite level. Who said, I'm just as good as them. How many of you out there said I could run this country better than Barack Obama? I know I did. I'm not stepping up. Never will. I don't want any part of it. Maybe it's because I haven't made enough money. Maybe it's because I think there's a number out there that could get to me. I don't know. But I know I never wanted to be involved in the cesspool of that. I'm not prepared to go up there and fight because I don't fight like they fight. I'll get in your grill. So all I'm getting at is Donald Trump took the guts, took the note, took his ball and entered the game. Put me in the game, coach, and he got in and he won, and these people are jealous. And now he's the one setting the standard of what America should be. And I love it because I believe in America first, and I believe many of you do too. I believe that we need to make America great again, and that's exactly what he's doing. He goes on to say this, it's an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict. No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary. That's what the UN is about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do it. Now, see, that's
unbelievably genius in its simplicity. In its simplicity. It's genius. He says, I know your charter. I know what you're supposed to do. You need to go do it. He says, it's time for North Korea to realize that denuclearization is its only acceptable future. The United Nations Security Council recently held two unanimous 15-0 votes adopting hard-hitting resolutions against North Korea. And I want to thank China and Russia for joining in the vote to impose sanctions along with all the other members of the Security Council. Thank you to all involved. But we must do much more. It's time for all nations to work together to isolate Kim's regime until it ceases its hostile behavior. Isolation. See, that's what we should have been doing in the first place. What Trump is saying is, you have this little rogue nation who's bullying the world. He's taunting the United Nations. But the United States is big enough to not even worry about what the UN has to say. But we respect it enough to where we're going to go ahead and try to listen to you and see what you do. But it's on you. And you can't tell me, and he said it in no unclear terms, it is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with this regime, but would arm it, supply it, and financially support it as it imperils the world. No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclearization. And he's saying, all of you, you're participants. You're just as guilty. You just can't get any... That is crystal clear. See, I love it when Trump is ambiguous to some, but when he's clear, it's crystal clear. So it's on them. UN, solve the problem so we don't have to. But we can and we will. And it'll begin. I'm telling you right now. It won't begin with saying... He's done with all the diplomacy with North Korea. It's if you want to get to our market, you're going to do this.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Any idea how many wars are being waged right now? There's at least 15 wars waging around the world, at least. And many more looming. The Bible says there will be wars and rumors of wars. These are the final days. And there are. There's a rumor of a war right now. A potential war between the United States and North Korea. And others. People mad at each other over the idea that we want peace. We want free trade. There are people go, North Korea deserves its sovereignty. As he sends missiles over Japan. Kim Jong-un sends missiles over Japan, tests hydrogen bombs, and, you know, it's incredible to me that people can't see all we want is a peaceful world. The North Korean people would be a great marketplace if Kim Jong-un would take his thumb off of the people and let them thrive. There's only one reason why he doesn't want them to thrive. There's only one reason why anybody doesn't want somebody to thrive. It's when they control them. You want to know why? I forget the guy's name, but he had that little, some girl as a sex slave in his basement. Now, I don't know what this girl could have grown up to be. I think he had two of them. Over time, he had multiples. But do you think that he wanted them to thrive? Maybe they were brilliant. Maybe they were, you know, I don't know, could have been working at NASA. Running companies. Who knows? Certainly, they didn't opt to be slaves. Sex slaves in a basement, chained to a pole in a bed. But why wouldn't he want them to thrive? Because if they thrived, they would get out of there. They would see that he's no good. Think about a guy who says to you, this is Donald Trump saying to America, I want you to be successful. I want you to live the dream that I've lived. That's a guy's got no hang-ups. He's like, bring it. I want the competition. You think you can build better buildings? Great. You think you can build better resorts? Go for it. That's what it's about. I'll elevate my game, you elevate your game, and let's see how it shakes out. And we'll be friends in the end. He says to the world, elevate yourselves. Challenge us. The United States accepts your challenge. We don't say, hey, we got all this nuclear power, we got all these things we can do to you, and you'll do it our way or else. The only way that that will work is we'll say, you either believe in what we believe in and allow your citizens to become good stewards of the world, good citizens of the world, or we'll just go put our ball, we'll play with other people. We're not isolationists. We understand. The last thing we are is that we want your products. We want your goods and services. We want to help you improve them. So we're doing you a service. Make it a challenge. When Trump with the Poland, they did make Poland great again. I love it. So he didn't look at that and see competition. He looked at that and said, yes, go for it, Poles. Get us products and services and things that only you can provide, and we'll love that. We'll be a part of it. We'll join with you. You been to Oktoberfest or you know, you visited Chinatown? You're paying an homage to those societies within America. You're saying, go be better. Go do better. Do your thing. That's all Trump is saying. Anyway, he's challenging the UN to be better. He praised the organization for its potential, and the left, he's wishy-washy. Yeah, he accused the I'm reading this. He accused the organization of trying to sabotage Israel, of wasting money, and failing to do its job of resolving conflict. Here's what he says. I have long felt the United Nations is an underperformer, but has tremendous potential. He went on to say it doesn't live up to its potential. Was something, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but that was essentially it. And he's right. He is 100% correct. I got this off the UN's website. The UN is an international organization founded in 1945 after the Second World War by 51 countries committed to maintaining international peace and security, developing friendly relations among nations, and promoting social progress, better living standards, and human rights. Due to its unique international character and the powers vested in its founding charter, the organization can take action on a wide variety of issues and provide a forum for its 193 member states to express their views through the General Assembly, the Security Council, the Economic and Social Council, and other bodies and committees. The work of the United Nations reaches every corner of the globe. Although best known for peacekeeping, peace building, conflict prevention, humanitarian assistance, there are many other ways the UN and its systems, and they went through them, affect our lives and make the world a better place, blah, blah, blah. So let me tell you the four purposes of the UN. This is from the website. One, to keep peace throughout the world. Okay? 2, to develop friendly relations among nations. 3, to help nations work together to improve the lives of poor people, to conquer hunger, disease, and illiteracy, and to encourage respect for each other's rights and freedoms. And 4, to be a center for harmonizing the actions of nations to achieve these goals. Now I'll ask you, peace in the world. The world has been on the brink of war practically my entire life. I lived through the Cold War, where I would hear we were a couple of button pushes away from they call it mutually assured destruction, Russia to America. We got Al-Qaeda, we got ISIS, we have is Muslim countries that are attacking Israel, attacking the entire world as the UN watches. We have wars going on in Afghanistan. I mean, we have war, the Sudan Civil War. We've got Syria. We've got Myanmar. We've got Donbass, Ukraine, Darfur, Kashmir. We got war. There are at least 15. Some people say more. I don't know. I don't chronicle war. But I know there's a bunch of them. So we got all these wars. What is the United Nations, what are they doing? Are they stopping it? Some of these conflicts have been going on for over a decade. I mean, many of them. What have they done? They get a lot of money to do nothing. The next one, to develop friendly relations among nations. Okay, where are the unfriendly? In other words, it's one thing for the United States to deal with Europe. We buy cheese from France, or they buy cheese from us, whatever. We buy crumpets from Britain. They buy crackers from us. Who knows? But it's a whole other to look at Israel and say the people in the Palestinians and resolve that conflict. Or the internal conflict in Iran between the Shia and the Sunnis or whatever. All these conflicts going on, none of them being resolved, but that's what the United Nations Charter is. The second one, to develop friendly relations among nations. The next one, to help nations work together to improve the lives of poor people, to conquer hunger, disease. They ask you, do you think the United Nations does more for hunger and all these things, or do you think you, as individual citizens, do? I'm talking about the money you pay to the government, as well as the money you may donate to the Arms of an Angel, or whatever these late night, you know, humanitarian efforts like UNICEF or whatever. That's a UN one. You do it. You fund what we do in the UN, and then you do more on top of that. And then many of you get to volunteer, and you do a host of other things. And you do it more than any other country. And still, the UN stinks at it. They haven't conquered hunger. We have food. We waste more food in the United States. If we figured out a way to get that food over to there, it would be a bonanza. We could do things with the grocery stores to say, they're going to give a percentage of that food over to overseas, some kind of way. There are many ways to innovate where we don't have to have people starving to death, and yet we do. Why? Because warlords won't let their people get to the food. It isn't us. We know how to do it. The next thing they say, they want to be the center for harmonizing the actions of nations to achieve their goals, protecting each other's rights and freedoms. What are the rights and freedoms of North Korea? North Koreans? What are the rights and freedoms of many of the Chinese? What are the rights and freedoms of Cubans? In other countries where they've got these internal conflicts? What are the rights and freedoms of Christians who are being persecuted by Muslims all over the world? What's the UN doing? Donald Trump was right to chastise them. They deserve it. It's a shame in many ways that we are even... I mean, we shouldn't be having this conversation about them. This should be obvious. This has become a political tool, nothing more than a leftist, a so-called progressive organization that bilks us out of money and wants us to keep it afloat. It's time it ends.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.